You suggested in a past podcast the real possibility of a child in the early grades being subject to bullying and hurtful derision. If so, why did you send your daughter there? Was there no alternative? No, there was not really an alternative. We minimized the negatives as much as possible. We used private schools as long as we could find or create one. We kept in regular touch with the public school teachers and tried to find ones who were congenial and who, above all, were watchful of the class and the students' interaction. We tried to keep close watch. And remember also, this is 25 years ago. Things weren't as bad as they are now. It's not an ideal solution. Right now, there's no other way. Well, there are some objective schools being started, but the public schools, you really have to watch all the time. Now, the question goes, now, what do you think is the cause of this pack mentality among youngsters, and suggestions for any small children who have to face it? Well, I'm just guessing here that the cause would be that children of that age feel helpless. They don't have confidence. They almost couldn't at that young age. So they follow the path of primitives. They gather in tribes with the idea that they're safe in numbers. They bond with the others, but it's hard to bond if you have nothing in common, no common value, and these kids haven't reached that stage. So there's no achievement that ties them together, so they can only be bonded by the fact that they're in as against the outsiders, the antagonism to the outsiders. So that naturally becomes the pack attacking the non-members, and then they just let their worst instincts go by. Be expressed in a better culture, this would be less of a problem. But even if they banded together and wanted to attack the outsiders, they would be restricted, they would be repressed in many ways, because they would have been taught moral principles and the evil of certain things and the need to respect others. So it would have been more on the sly, and therefore much reduced. But now they're taught that there is no truth, there is no morality. Whatever anybody does is as good as that anybody else's does. You know, you're equal to him, et cetera, et cetera. So they go entirely by feeling. And if they feel fear and they want an object, they attack. So it's bad, but it's understandable, but bad. Now, some kids, I think, are just vicious. That has nothing to do with their schooling or their being young. They are worse than the pack, and they grow up to be the real bullies. That is to say, the cultural nihilists. They're the one who resent, and usually they will pick on the kids who have achieved something, and they hate them because they have. They pick on the person with good grades or with musical talent or whatever it has to be, to tear it down. And usually these are the leaders of the pack, and the rest of them just follow along. So you say now, how can small children, what can they do with it? Now you have to try to find the best school, which includes continual supervision of the students, not sending them out for recess on a field with no one around. You have to make your child feel safe in talking to you so they will tell you what's happening. You have to try to make it comprehensible to them why it's happening without it implying negative about them. But I think the single most important thing you can do, and maybe from the age of 3, is teach them physical self-defense. Taekwondo or kickboxing, whatever, it is a necessity for children in today's world. And if you get the right teacher, you can get these little girls that can take a boy 5 times their size and twirl him around and kick him between his legs, and he'll leave her alone forever. So the first thing I would do before I even teach a kid to read is enroll him in Taekwondo, or there's other forms of it. Very, very important.